We are learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Hei Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 6 lines from the top, the middle of the line. We are discussing the next part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah says Atzamais, that you burn the Atzamais, and we explain Pshat, and burning the Atzamais is because of the Mayach inside it. And why do you burn the whole Etzem? Two Pshatim, either because Shemesh Naisa, that's why you have to burn it, or the halacha is you can't break it, because we hold is it to break it even after it's nicer. So there's two pshatim why you burn the entire bone. That's Atzamas. The next part of the Mishnah is Gidim. It says Gidim. The English title Gidim is either veins or sinews. It's the pieces, it's these veins or these little strings that are in the sinews, whatever I call them. What's the name of the English word? Some of the arts call it sinews. That there, they could be edible. And you have to burn them. Shalos, what are we talking about exactly in our Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yudam Rab. Kol ha-gidim basar. All sinews are considered basar regarding what? That you yotzei a mitzvah of eating your korban Pesach. You be nimnim aleihem. And you yotzei dechavasai on gidim. Besides for one. Kol ha-gidim basar. Chutz v'gidei tzav. Besides for the sinews in the neck. It's called the alol. And that's a very thick sinew. And that is not edible because it's very hard. That's not edible, and that doesn't have the basa. So Rav is mechayav to you that gidei tzaver is not considered basa, but other gidim are considered basa. Zok to Gemara. Let's read it. Lura on Mishnah. Tanan atzamos vaygidim vaynoisa yisifu tazayin. So hani gidim hechidami. What exactly is the example? Is the case of gidim in our Mishnah that was saying that has to be burnt? Ilay megidei basa. If it was one of the regular sinews that are basa, so you don't have to tell me a special din. Nechlinu, eat it. Oh, the olive became nicer. That's what you're burning. Be nicer. How you nicer? If it's regular basar, so that's nicer. And if it's not nicer, if it wasn't left over, eat it. So what's gidim? So gidim can't be the gidim that are basar. Ela pshita. It must be the gidim tzavar, which is not really edible. And iyam bishlama basar. If you say it has a dim basar, which means, like Rashi explains, that if you would eat it, you would be yotzer. You know, it's not so edible. If you would eat it, you yotzer the mitzvah of Pesach. So then we understand I'm too lucky by Yisrafer, because really it's basar, but it's considered a separate category because this you never eat. So that's why it's like an automatic. It's like an automatic noisar. It's not a regular noisar. It's something that you don't eat, but it still has dim basa. But now Rav said it's not basa or Eliyahu's not basa. And lamulu usreifa. Why is it usreifa? It's like it's nothing. It's like a bone. It's nothing usreifa. The only bone is on shemesh noisar. But be'etzem, it's nothing. It's not food. It's not oichel. It's not basa. Doesn't need usreifa at all. So if it's not basa, like Rav says, why in the world would our mishnah say gidim need usreifa? Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista answers loy nitzucha. We're talking about a certain gid. You're right. The gidei tzaver does not need sreifa, according to Rav. It's not called basa. So which gidim are we talking about in the Mishnah? We're talking about the gid hanasha, which is a gid that's edible, but the problem is you can't eat it because of halacha. So if it would be a din of gid hanasha mamish, then it also would be pashut that you don't burn it because it's not basa. The chiddush will be there's a certain type of gid hanasha, we'll see, that really made the rice could be eaten. And let's read what the case is. We feel different tools and finish. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's two hind legs of the behemoth. Each of them have a gidanosh in it. And he holds only one leg has the issa gidanosh, not the other one. But Rabbi Yehuda said, das machras, and it makes sense, shal yamin, it means the right foot. So how we're learning right now, that's a suffix of Rabbi Yehuda, which foot? So now, one gid really is a good basar, and I'm supposed to be eating it. I just can't eat it. Why not? Because it's a suffix. So here we have a new case. So automatic thing has to be burnt. It's an automatic nicer, but it's dim basar. Because it's a suffix gid. So freight the Gemara, that's the Pshat Namishtha. Now the Gemara has a cash like this. That in the Gemara in Chulin, it has a suffix, Halur Rav Yehuda. Who just says, Das Machras Shayimin? Was he sure? Or are you just saying, you know, I think so. I'm like, Das Noita. Did he say, like, I'm sure it's the right foot because we always find the right is the best? Or he just says, that's what I would think, and he's mesupik. So it sounds like Mar Gemara that he's mesupik, and that's why there's one of them is really called basa, one side, and the other side, we just don't know which one it is. Relative to the mesupikim esav kol Yehuda, the mifshap pshit leif, he was sure which foot, so huda teiro neich, eat the left foot, v'disura yoshtai, and throw out the right foot. So what's the mishnah saying? The dinner gidim, you don't have to burn anything, one you eat, the one you throw out. So lom l'yisreifa. What do you need sreifa for? So let's bring a riot that Yehuda was mesupik. Amar Rav Ika b'achinana, no, you don't have to say mesupik. Really, he knew, let's say, it was the right foot. But the case was, both legs got mixed up, and they didn't know which one's the right or left. So here's a case where it's automatically slated Before Sreifa. What? Oh, so Rashi Bavans, what's also Hukru? Of course you know what it is. So Rashi Hukru is Lav Davka. This is what it's Arab afterwards. That's what Rashi speaks out. Rashi, but Hukru Lav Davka. The Vadim et Chilos Hukru. The Inlecha Odom Shani Makim inside the middle inside small. You look at Abraham, you know it's right foot, left foot. That's, but he says, Lamaisa, it was this Arvu. That's the really the Vart. There was this Arvu, and he doesn't know which one it is. That's the case of our Mishnah. That's one Pshat. We have two more Pshatim. Rav Ashi Yoma, Loi Nitzcho El Hasham Loi Digir Anoshe. We talk about something called a Shuman Agid. The time lived in a Braisa, Shamnoi, the Shuman Agid, which means the fat around the Gid Anoshe, is Mutter. Batsim is Mutter. Yisrael Kedosh Mehem, Noig Be'Isser. Yisrael Kedosh Mehem, and the Noig Isser on the Shuman Shagid. So comes down, what's the Tarot of the Gemara? Shuman Shagid is only Osim Der Abonam. Really, it's Basa. So really, you need Sreifa, you should be able to eat it. But they're born, you can't eat it. So here's an example of a Gidim that is slated for Sreifa. So first pshat is, it's the left foot that got mixed up. Second pshat is Shuman Agid. Let's see the third pshat. The third pshat is Ravina Amma v'chitzoin. We're talking about the chitzoin, which means there's two Gidim in the leg of the behemoth. Ravuda Mashmuel, Ravuda Mashmuel, Beis Gidim Heim, there's two Gid Hanasha, two sinews in the leg of the behemoth. One of them is also the Raisa, one is the Rabbanan. Panimia somach le'etzem, the inside one, which is on the inside leg, the facing the other leg, which goes along the whole entire leg, and it's attached to the etzem, to the bone, also, that's the Giranasha. V'chayam lov, v'chayav Giranasha. Chitzoin, the outer sinew, the outer one that's facing outside, hasomach le'basa, it's closer to the basa, also it's also, v'chayav lov, v'chayav. So here's another example of something that's also with the Rabbanan, and it's only also with the Rabbanan, therefore, it. And here will also be a case where you have to burn it because it's dim basar. But on the other hand, even though it's dim basar, you can't eat it. And therefore, you have to burn it right away. So that's, we had altogether three pshatim. Either we're talking about you got mixed up, or shuman ha'gid, or it was the chitzan gid. So let's learn the last part of the Mishnah. The last part of the Mishnah says that you not allowed to burn noisa not on Yontif and not on Shabbos. So Shabbos, we understand, you can't burn noisa. But what about Yontif? Yontif is only a loisasa, and that's more as kasha. Chal tazayin. Frank tomorrow of Amai. Nesi asei v'nitri loisasa. Let the asei of the din of burning be'esh tesroifu. It's asei in the Torah to burn noisa. Be'esh tesroifu. It's gravel. It had me a lava nitri glasei, the lava of noisa. And the melacha on Yontif is only a loisasa. So as I say, the loisasa. It's not a loisasa shivay chorus. It's a regular lav. So the question is, why can't that say of noisa doicha loisasa of yontif? On Shabbos can't be doicha because it's a chorus, chayav chorus. Every noisa, every kachim, every year. Not do Pesach. Every single noisa all year round should be doicha yontif. Right, 16th every year. No. Right, every year, 16th day, it should be doicha. Right, and every yontif have noisa should be able to burn. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara say a bunch of different drashas why you now do this. I'm a chiski, I'm a chen tanaber chiski, I'm a cross in the pasuk. Loisir menu ad boiker, vanoisir menu ad boiker, beis shreifu. If you realize the pasuk is ad boiker twice, loisir menu ad boiker, vanoisir menu ad boiker, beis shreifu. Why say till the morning twice? Teaching us shein tamalim ad boiker. Why say extra ad boiker? Ma tamalim ad boiker. Lito boiker shein asrefasai. You have to wait till the second morning to burn it, which is the morning after Yom Tov. It's a special day of the kasha. You don't say I say dechleis, I say here, and you have to burn it on the next day, the first day of Chol Hamoed. That's one mahalach. Avayam amakra. It says in the pasuk, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbata. You're allowed to bring oil Shabbos on Shabbos. Lo oilas chol b'Shabbos. Lo oilas chol b'Yomtiv. But you can't bring a carbon that's supposed to be in the weekday. You cannot bring it on Shabbos or on Yomtiv. And here, noisar. So you see, even like Rashi said, even hekter oila, even hekter chalavim of oila, the amurim, which is kosher, not the yontif, the kosher and sreif as pasul shalah. Of course, the sreif as pasul of a carbon that's erev yontif can't be burnt. On Yontif. So that's drasha number two. First drasha al Baikah, second drasha al Shabbat Shabbat, which teaches us that even the murim of Karm Pesach, which is burnt on Pesach, cannot be burnt on Pesach. You have to be burnt on Pesach. Even the murim have to burn on Pesach, not on Pesach. Not on Pesach. Rav Amma, a third drasha. Amma Kra, the Pasuk says, Hu levad yas lechem, talk about your malachas you do on Yontif. So first drasha is, Hu v'loi machshira. This man says, no, you can't do machshira eichel nefesh on Yontif. The second drasha is levadoi v'loy mila shloy bezmana haba v'kavachaymer, which means that mila bezmana we know is doicha Shabbos, but there's a havamina mila shloy bezmana should also be doicha Shabbos. Why? The kavachaymer. The halacha is that tzaras is doicha da avoda. You can't do avoda, and we know avoda is doicha Shabbos. So what's more chomer, tzaras or Shabbos? Tzaras. We know even a mila shloy bezmana is doicha tzaras. So madach tzaras is doicha Shabbos. Mila shloy bezmana also should be doicha Shabbos. The only reason not is because the pasuk says levadoi, and what's the drasha of levadoi? Anytime you have another time, I could do it. It's not the zman today. There's no heter to do it. So just like a milah shleim zman that you can't do on yontiv or on Shabbos because it's not the zman. Same thing sreifas kachim. Since I could do it tomorrow, I could be yotze tomorrow. I can't do it today. It's the same type of din. It's not the zmana today. Shleim zmana. Like Rashi says, the end of Rashi, we got a sreifas kachim nami can milah shleim zmana to efshel shehuya idami. You can wait and therefore you can do it tomorrow. The fourth drasha is the fourth pshat is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Omar, it says on Yontif, it calls it Shabbosim, which is our lav, which is our say. It says you have to rest. Shabbosim, the Yontif, Asehu. But ain't Aseh, the Chalois Asav Aseh. It says Yontif is more than just a Lois Aseh. It's a Lois Asav Aseh. It's Lois Aseh, Lois Aseh, Kavalacha, and Aseh of Shabbosim. That teaches us that you can't be doicher the asay and the lois asay. I say, now that's what you can't do. The sreifas noisar, you can't make sreifas noisar on yontiv because I say the lois asay. It's not doicher the lois asay.